Weekdays at 9:35, we have our Positive Chats podcast. And this morning, looking forward to talking with Elijah Stevens. He is the director of the new documentary movie, Send Proof.
The power of God hit me and was instantly healed.
This man's spinal cord had been severed and he was totally healed.
To see a little five-year-old girl that's never heard before, when all of a sudden the ears open. That's enough for me. I don't need to see a doctor's report.
Jump up from there and start running.
The standardly understood definition of a miracle is an occurrence that has no other good explanation.
Many people mistake things that happen entirely by chance as some sort of miracle.
I mean, there are hundreds of millions of people who claim to have experienced divine healing. Are you going to dismiss all of that?
My passion has been to bridge the gap between the intellectual and the supernatural. I heard all of these testimonies of people having extraordinary miracles. What I wasn't seeing was objective evidence, so I decided to go find it myself.
I just speak to all pain in the shoulder in Jesus' name.
Is the pain gone?
I say full healing in the name of Jesus.
Why do you think the miracles don't happen when the cameras are on?
Some testimonies are false. Some testimonies are exaggerated.
Miracles don't happen. The moment you investigate them carefully from a scientific perspective, they unravel. Be skeptical.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No.
The movie is called Send Proof. And on the phone, we have the director, Elijah Stevens. Good morning, Elijah. Thank you for your time this morning. And certainly a topic that's very controversial and divisive, divided when it comes to the church and just the secular world as well. Tell us, let's get to know you a little bit about, get to a little bit know about yourself, and then how did you come to put together this documentary?
I really had a passion to research miracles. They've been a question, at least modern ones, have been something that I've struggled with my entire life. I talk about this in the film. I had a relative who I think gave money to a con artist at one point. I struggled with this during college through studying philosophy, psychology. You start to find naturalistic explanations for miracles. And I remained a Christian and went to a church where they claimed to see miracles, but I didn't see like objective proof at times. And eventually my senior pastor left the faith. And so I just went on this journey to see if miracles happened.
Why did your pastor leave the faith?
He said there's no God, no evidence for it. He'd read The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins and just concluded that, you know, and he prayed for a lot of people. He'd pray for the homeless every week. And so it's just been this tension of is there evidence for this stuff?
So who did you talk with? It sounds like you talked with people on both sides of the issue. Both,
sure.
Who were some of the people?
I talked with apologist William Lane Craig, J.P. Moreland, Gary Habermas. I talked with skeptics Michael Shermer, James Randi. He caught a guy with an earpiece in giving fake prophetic words. Michael Ruse, John Loftus. Talked with healing ministers like Bill Johnson and Heidi Baker and Randy Clark, and I just went across the spectrum.
So how was everyone receptive to being interviewed for this?
Yeah, everyone was receptive. And I really felt like I reached a space where everyone was behind it. Even the skeptics were saying, well, if there's evidence, I want to see it. And so it really made a great film, I think, in the end.
So did this journey take you across the globe, or did you do most of the interviews and filming here in the States?
I did it across the globe. I ended up going to Africa for a while and filming some missionaries out there. And basically the rest was in the States.
All right. So where do we begin with this conversation? Because there's so many different approaches and ways we can start. I guess, what is a miracle?
A miracle is when God, you know, interacts in the world so that he changes the normal course of events so that something else occurs otherwise than what would have naturally occurred.
Let's, I guess, start with the skeptic side. There's a difference between the scientific and the spiritual, of course.
Sure.
Were any of on the scientific side, were any of them actually Christians, or were they all more on the secular side?
Well, some of them were, some of them weren't. I think the thing about science is whether you're a Christian or not, it can help confirm these things. It can confirm a person's sick, a person is now well, or it can disprove those things. Like if someone's lying to you, you can figure that out. And it can tell you, like, what's the history of this disease? Do you expect it to have a spontaneous cure or not? And so science is pretty neutral. And then you have to move into the theological, philosophical realm to go, well, why do I think this is a miracle or just an anomaly?
Now, of course, you have those looking from the outside, probably never been to a healing service, never been in the mm-hmm. operating room to see someone was miraculously healed. Did you talk to some doctors, and what were some of the things that they talked about?
Some of them were very convinced. All the miracles except for one in the film got published in peer-reviewed journals. So they took it to the most extreme length where you have to write up a case study and then get it into a medical journal where your peers have to look at your data and go, yeah, we think this is the highest and best thinking on this topic. And so the cases in the movie are really strong.
And it looked like in the trailer that there was probably one doctor you just said, doctor that just said, he has no explanation.
Yeah.
Can you share some of those healing stories that where you
sure.
That you've talked with doctors and doctors actually seen it happen?
Well, there's a difference between seeing it happen and can confirm it happened. So in one case, there was a lady, she was born blind, or not born blind, at age 16, she became blind with macular degeneration. So they confirmed that, and then she lived for 16 years. So she ended up getting married, had a kid, goes to school to learn Braille, and then she becomes a pianist in the church. And one night, I would say it was about midnight, her husband prays for her. Her eyes open and she's able to read everything perfectly. Like she could read micro print in her newspaper. And she went from legally blind, which is 2200-ish, to 20/40 vision, which is near perfect.
Wow. So are some of these miracles are like instantaneous and others have been just over a span of time?
The ones I put in the film are instantaneous, although a lot of people will say there's such a thing as a delayed miracle or one that happens over time. I just didn't want to mess with that for the film.
Okay. So we have this miracle are miracles mistaken sometimes for a natural occurrence?
Yeah. So let's take the case of blindness. There's also a type of psychosomatic blindness where, let's say, a person comes in, their family has been killed, and psychologically they go blind. Like they can't see, but their body is just completely, messed up. Their mind is messed up, but the body part is still in perfect working order. And so what the science can tell you is this a psychosomatic illness or is this an organic illness that there's evidence that the, rods and cones are messed up. And so those are the things that you have to critically think about and go, well, let's form three or four hypotheses and eliminate a few so that we can get closer to going, is this a miracle or not?
So in the church especially, do we find that sometimes, whether on purpose or not on purpose, the preacher, the pastor, the person with the gift of healing, mistook a miracle for a natural occurrence?
I think so. I think most pastors, if they pray for someone and the person gets better, they will just automatically call that a miracle. And I think sometimes that's warranted. Most of the time it's not. And like, there's a difference between God healing somebody. God heals through natural means. You break a bone and it can heal. But miracles are when he intervenes in natural course of events. And I think in this scientific age, we really need to look at the data to make some of those calls.
So how can we, the average person, discern whether it was a miracle or not, or something else?
Well, I think it's prayer in Jesus' name is one of the factors, if you're talking about the Christian worldview. I think another is you can always thank God for whatever happened. But if you want a more detailed understanding, is on my website, sendproof.com, S-E-N-D, proof. There's a place, if you've had a miracle and you want it researched, and we would love to do this for free. You don't even have to have your medical records. We can collect them for you. Go in and we will look and see if it's a good case, and if it is, we'll try to get it published in a peer-reviewed journal.
We're talking with Elijah Stevens, director of the documentary movie Send Proof. Now, in Elijah, you note some statistics that mm-hmm. you know, maybe miracles are not quite as rare as we think.
So one of the things that's interesting as I was studying this topic, I found one in three Americans claim to have witnessed a divine healing. That was from a 2008 Pew survey. And I was also surprised by this. You hear that most doctors, or the more educated you become, the less likely you are to believe in miracles. But actually, 74% of the U.S. population thinks miracles can happen. 73% of doctors think they can. So that's a very minor difference. And also, 53% of doctors report they've seen something miraculous during treatment.
Wow.
So that they're treating a patient and they go, I know where the natural phenomenon ends, and something beyond that happened in this case. And I ran across a lot of doctors who prayed for their patients. They reported that the patients felt better or had speedier results. And I just thought that was super interesting.
All right. Now, in the case of your former pastor reading that book from Stephen Hawkins, is someone like Stephen Hawkins and the skeptics, are they, what evidence do they supply to show that miracles don't happen? Do they really have convincing evidence?
No. Their approach is this. Anomalous events happen all the time due to the law of large numbers. And therefore, you know, all you can claim is, I don't know. And maybe one day a scientific explanation will come. But that's about as far as I've heard them go. So if you have a worldview where there is no God, then that's the only explanation you can come up with.
All right, now let's look at the church and with pastors and healers. Of course, we have seen with televangelists and others and now YouTube videos that there have been some false doing here.
Sure.
To fuel the skeptics. Can you share some of those things that you've discovered in your research?
One of the false ones was Peter Popoff. He had a earpiece in his ear, and his wife would read him information about people in a crowd at church service, and he would call it out, and so it looked like he was giving prophetic words. Another famous documentary that came from the 60s is Marjo. So it's the combination of Mary and Joseph. This kid was named Marjo by his parents, and they were con artists. And so when he got about 20 or 30, he's like, I want out of this. And so he made a documentary about, you know, con artistry in his family. And it's a real phenomenon. And so you don't want to go into these things naive and think everyone who tells you miracle stories are doing it because they're followers of Jesus.
So how can we have discernment on what is real and what is con?
Okay. I mean, one of the ways you can do it is getting prayer in local church settings with people you know have character, and praying for the sick yourself. Like, if you pray for the sick and with good intention and you see God do something, I think that's the easiest way to know. I think when it comes to these outside claims, it's sending them through an agency like Global Medical Research Institute, who vetted all of our miracle claims, and letting them collect the records before and after and seek publication in a peer-reviewed journal.
In the movie, you show somebody, it was in a casket, and the preacher mm-hmm. prophesied over him, and he got up. Can you give us a little more mm-hmm. information on that story?
Well, that was a con, and that was part of the reason I was putting it in. There was a South African news agency that went back and researched the story and found it was fake. Especially in Africa, this is a huge problem of the, if you like YouTube African miracles or something like that, you will just find fake miracle after fake miracle. And that's how people make money.
Wow. All right, let's look at it, the real stories. What were some of the healings that you discovered in your research that just astounded you that you'd like to share?
There was a young man, his name was Chris Gunderson, and he's in the film, and he had something called gastroparesis, where his stomach was paralyzed from birth. And so what happened was he had these two tubes in, so he could eat food and experience it, but he would have to dump it out of this one tube once it kind of reached a certain point in his stomach. And so he goes and he gets prayer. And by the way, the Mayo Clinic says gastroparesis does not change. There are no known cases of someone, you know, gastroparesis being healed or whatever through natural means. So he goes, he gets prayer, he's instantaneously able to eat again. And he's able to take the tubes out. That got published in a peer-reviewed journal. And we ended up getting on the news because of that.
Wow. So who are some of the evangelist preachers that truly have that gift of healing?
I don't want to put labels on people. I would say I saw a lot of stuff in Mozambique with Heidi and Roland Baker that I thought that was legit. And that they are missionaries. They're going into Muslim-dominated areas, and they are praying for sick Muslims and seeing them healed, and the entire village converts. Wow. And so I think the gospel is moving forth in these really dark regions of the world. China is exploding right now, church. In rural China, sometimes people will pray for the sick, and 50% of their conversion growth in that church comes from people who have experienced a healing. And so, you know, preaching the gospel melded with praying for the sick often You know, God shows up and demonstrates the power of the kingdom in that way.
And we're talking with Elijah Stevens, director of the movie Send Proof. Elijah, for those of us, the average person here in America, help us out here for those that are just kind of like, is this really real? And help us out here with the Christian in the States.
Well, if you're hungry enough, go to dark areas of your city and pray for the sick there. Like a lot of people say, I pray for them frequently. Like if you're on your prayer team on a Sunday morning and it's a fairly young church, you may see one sick person a month. I have friends that pray for people in grocery stores and maybe pray for 20 people a week. And then they go into, you know, drug dens, they go into places like that, and they're praying for the sick there. And I see a high correlation between people who do the stuff and pray for the sick frequently and those who see miracles frequently. And so let's be sure to not deceive ourselves and be like, am I really doing this or am I trying this once and it doesn't happen?
Well, what do you hope people that watch Send Proof will come out away thinking? What do you hope they get out of it?
I hope this is what they get out of it. One, we need an intellectual church that asks good critical questions. Two, that they see things that build their confidence, miracles occur. Three, if they have a miracle, to send in that evidence so that we can document this stuff. And lastly, if you're a Christian, watch these cases and go, do they convince me these are miracles? And if so, I think it puts an obligation on us to pray for the sick.
Awesome. All right, well, Elijah, how can people view Send Proof?
Just go to the website, sendproof, sendproof.com, and you can either order it as a DVD or watch it digitally, and we'll send you to places where you can watch it.
All right, and the website again, just sendproof.com?
Yes.
All right. Elijah Stevens, director of Send Proof, thank you for chatting with us this morning, and wow, God is good, and miracles do happen. Thank you so much for all that work that you did and bringing that to us in documentary form. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.